Part 4. Part 4 consists of two tasks. You will hear five short extracts in which people are talking about their weight. For questions 21 to 25, choose from the list A to H the person who is speaking. Now look at task 2. For questions 26 to 30, choose from the list A to H what each speaker is expressing. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. Speaker 1.
Achieving my goal of being slim is wonderful, but the main thing I've gained from losing weight has nothing to do with the way I look. It's the fact that I can join in with anything my children do, and the same goes for the children at work. My weight problems started when I was made redundant. I became depressed and I hid myself away. I didn't realise that depression's a treatable illness. I just thought I was going crazy and at the same time I was getting bigger and bigger. If only I'd gone to the doctor earlier, I could have recovered sooner. Still, I'm fine now and I have a good job that keeps me both mentally and physically fit.
Speaker 2.
When I decided to get back into shape, going to the gym was the obvious choice for me. There's one at the hospital where I work, so I don't have to make a special effort to go anywhere. It was much easier than I'd expected. I'm not into weights, but I enjoy the treadmill and the rowing machine. There's quite a sense of camaraderie there, too, as lots of people are in the same boat, under doctor's orders to get fit and lower their blood pressure. We spur each other on when the going gets tough. As I spend most of the day sitting down, it's crucial that I keep doing the exercise.
Speaker 3.
You'd think I'd be quite fit as I'm on my feet all day, but I don't actually get much exercise, apart from my jaw, of course. We chat all day, especially to the customers. Restocking shelves is about the most physical my day gets, and I don't have to do that very often. The staff canteen is a disaster area for anyone trying to lose weight. It's dirt cheap and there's always fresh bread and cakes from the bakery department. When it's someone's birthday, there are extra cakes and chocolates on the scene, and it always seems to be someone's birthday with so many staff. I've basically lost weight by starving myself over the last few months.
Speaker 4.
I have a very sociable job, and I enjoy making people feel good about themselves. I guess that's what inspired me to lose weight, really, as I want to look my best to create a good impression when a client walks through the door. Basically, I'm selling a product, and my job is all about changing or improving a person's image. I get real pleasure from holding up a mirror and making someone smile. Mind you, you should see me the first thing on a Sunday morning after a night painting the town red. Good thing my clients can't see that.
Speaker 5.
Yes, I know I'm out in the fresh air every day and doing a physical job, but I'm so tired when I get home that I collapse in front of the TV with a takeaway and have a few drinks. Even at lunchtime, I tend to grab a burger in between houses, and the clients often bring me out tea and biscuits, or a slice of cake. However, my New Year resolution is to join a slimming club, and really get to grips with my health. My cousin is going to join with me, so hopefully we'll keep it up.
Now you'll hear part 4 again. Speaker 1.
Achieving my goal of being slim is wonderful, but the main thing I've gained from losing weight has nothing to do with the way I look. It's the fact that I can join in with anything my children do, and the same goes for the children at work. My weight problems started when I was made redundant. I became depressed and I hid myself away. I didn't realise that depression's a treatable illness. I just thought I was going crazy and at the same time I was getting bigger and bigger. If only I'd gone to the doctor earlier, I could have recovered sooner. Still, I'm fine now, and I have a good job that keeps me both mentally and physically fit.
Speaker 2.
When I decided to get back into shape, going to the gym was the obvious choice for me. There's one at the hospital where I work, so I don't have to make a special effort to go anywhere. It was much easier than I'd expected. I'm not into weights, but I enjoy the treadmill and the rowing machine. There's quite a sense of camaraderie there, too, as lots of people are in the same boat. Under doctor's orders to get fit and lower their blood pressure, we spur each other on when the going gets tough. As I spend most of the day sitting down, it's crucial that I keep doing the exercise.
Speaker 3.
You'd think I'd be quite fit as I'm on my feet all day, but I don't actually get much exercise, apart from my jaw, of course. We chat all day, especially to the customers. Restocking shelves is about the most physical my day gets, and I don't have to do that very often. The staff canteen is a disaster area for anyone trying to lose weight. It's dirt cheap and there's always fresh bread and cakes from the bakery department. When it's someone's birthday, there are extra cakes and chocolates on the scene, and it always seems to be someone's birthday with so many staff. I've basically lost weight by starving myself over the last few months.
Speaker 4.
I have a very sociable job, and I enjoy making people feel good about themselves. I guess that's what inspired me to lose weight, really, as I want to look my best to create a good impression when a client walks through the door. Basically, I'm selling a product, and my job is all about changing or improving a person's image. I get real pleasure from holding up a mirror and making someone smile. Mind you, you should see me the first thing on a Sunday morning after a night painting the town red. Good thing my clients can't see that.
Speaker 5.
Yes, I know I'm out in the fresh air every day and doing a physical job, but I'm so tired when I get home that I collapse in front of the TV with a takeaway and have a few drinks. Even at lunchtime, I tend to grab a burger in between houses, and the clients often bring me out tea and biscuits or a slice of cake. However, my New Year resolution is to join a slimming club and really get to grips with my health. My cousin is going to join with me, so hopefully we'll keep it up.
That's the end of part 4.